Not me, not Hermione.
Hi, I'm Neha.
Hi, I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Hermione Diaries. This is a podcast where we read, react, and review Draco and Hermione fanfiction.
With my sick ass voice. This is a part two continuation of The Auction by Loves Bitka 8. We had a very rambly episode one, so we
decided to make it a two-parter.
Yeah.
Where we left off last was Lucius just in and out of the virginity
thing. Did he have time to do his hair?
We don't know, but we want to send him a claw clip. Okay, so her virginity is taken in a little mason jar. Narcissa's like, all right, peace out. And then Lucius goes back into the flu, and then it's just Hermione and Draco alone.
Yeah, and she's obviously really confused, and she's like, give me some answers. She's like, give me the spells right now. I want to read up on what it does. Because, I mean, to be fair, like, all of this stuff just, like, did happen to her. And she's like, what was it? And she's just, like, yelling at Draco about, like, you could have told me this at any point. Like, at no point did you ever think to ask me. And also, she's, like, wondering, like,
would she have been like, dude, there's no answer. Like, just rail me?
Yeah. And she's also, like, I remember she was, like, thinking to herself, like, what if we had been studying this together? And I just was, like, grabbed him and kissed him. And it's like, okay, this is a serious case. Okay, Hermione,
please head in the game.
Yeah. And also remember Lucius had also been like, okay, if this ritual doesn't work, are you prepared to do this the easy way? And she says yes.
I can't believe Lucius and Narcissa, well, especially Lucius, was just like willing to go through all of this to spare her unwillingly giving her virginity. But I guess like then they would aid in like rape, question mark.
True. And also, I think Draco is like, this is what we're doing. Dad, come home right now.
This is an emergency.
It's an emergency. But yeah, so they were doing that. And then I think they're just yelling at each other. And he's like, I had to do what I had to do to protect our family, all four of us. And she's like, what did you just say? He says that.
He says that, gets embarrassed and leaves.
Yeah. And she's just like floored. But
and she still doesn't clock it.
No, nothing is, the math is still not mathing.
She's still like, I wonder why I'm so unharmed. Yeah, and he's trying so hard to like make sure that I didn't have
only
to.
Me, yeah, like nobody else.
Yeah, I can't believe he went through all of that to make sure that I didn't have to be.
Yeah, and she's like, wow, they really want immunity from the order for when we win.
Okay.
All right. But the medical exam happens in the morning, and it's like Dolhov and like Yaxley or whatever, I think. We just can't get rid of him. And they see that one of her ovaries is in working order. And
Dolhov is like, oh, your swimmers don't work.
Yeah, I know.
If it was me, she'd be pregnant by me.
Disgusting.
Shut up. Man. They're like, okay, we have to sever these tubes. Yeah. And Draco's like, don't I gotta say, like, she's my property? And they're like, no.
He's also like not able to like deliver a convincing argument because he's also just like panicked.
Yeah. And then like when they're about to sever it, she's like, you know, she's like, I'm trying not to picture like kids with curly hair and silver eyes.
I know. Ugh. And it's just, she's so young, and it's like it's the second time she's having to kind of have to process and think about losing this chance at a future all over again.
Yeah.
But Narcissa saves the day.
It's like smack.
Yeah. And then all like, of them. Bam. Yeah. I don't know. How did she do that? Like disarmed like two grown men.
So I think she like wandless non-verbally like sent them
flying
and then they like hit their head.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love that. And she's apparently a dab hand at memory charms.
According to Draco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they go upstairs and Draco's like, well, she cares about you.
Aw, I know. And she's like, no matter what, like, that's the one, like, I definitely believe that. And I think later on she goes and like thanks Narcissa about doing that for her. And Narcissa's just like, really, I think like this is what really endears you to Narcissa also. Like, you get more of Narcissa in this fic than I think the right thing to do. Yeah. And she was like, I struggled to have kids. And she's like, if you have kids one day, I want it to be your choice. And I want you to be able to have them if that's what you want.
I love her.
Love a pro-choice Narcissa. But yeah, that was really.
Yeah. And I also think after that is also a turning point for Draco and Hermione, because she's like, okay, no more secrets from you and no more secrets from me. And then she's like, all right, sit down. I got a lot to tell you. Let me tell you about a little Cho Chang and
some notes. Why did she choose Cho, that being the one that she wants to meet with?
That's a great question. I think Cho is the only one that we see that is from like before that was like kind of a little bit actively involved. I also think the grapes thing.
Because
we don't really see Susan, but like when they're all rounded up,
And she like maybe believes that Cho can get this message across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. She's like basically like, I need to meet with Cho. And Draco's like, okay, I can set up a share.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to open the floodgates of like being able to trade or whatever. Yeah.
That next time for Edinburgh, like he sets up a share with Mulciber, which is like exactly what it sounds like.
And he knocks on her door and he's like, someone wants to meet you if you would like them. And then Pansy's like, everyone's so fucking polite here. Move over. She's like, I don't know. I figured you needed help because you looked like a child playing with her mother's makeup. Pansy, don't embarrass
Pansy
yourself.
Pansy tells it like it is.
Yeah, she's like, you're embarrassing yourself and you're embarrassing Draco. Yeah. And like you're putting his life in danger and his family's life in danger and like get it together. And so she gets her ready and I love it. I also love how like Hermione's like, well, I don't care about makeup because like I don't care about those things.
Yeah,
and
shut up.
I know. And Pansy's like, and how's that working out for you,
babe?
No,
literally.
Yeah. I hate how anti-girly like Hermione is sometimes. And I like a Pansy calling her out. Yeah. And
yeah, it was the way that Pansy was like, how can you not work your way around like a freaking eyeshadow brush? And Hermione's like, it's simple. I just don't care. Like, okay.
Great.
If you can do ancient runes, you can blend out your concealer. Yeah.
I like how she's just like, this isn't a concealer brush.
This is a concealer brush. You tell her, Pansy. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, and Hermione tries to get information out of Pansy about like the tattoos and then also is like, hey, man, like you're a pure blood witch. Why are you...
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not telling you. And she's like, well, do you know why Draco bought me? And she's like, yeah. I'm not telling
not
you
telling
either.
Not telling you that either. You know what? I respect it.
Yeah. They go to Edinburgh. They set up the share. Basically, Hermione is just like, okay, I'm going to pretend that like we're getting ready for you for your little fantasy.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And then she goes in for 30 seconds, tells Cho how to kill the Horcrux because she gives the note back that's a snake first. And then she goes to Cho and she's like, fiend fire, basilisk's venom, and sword of Gryffindor. Yeah. And I got to tell you, if I was Cho, I'd be like, those are so many words.
Yeah. Can you give me something shorter? Like, I only have, like, 3 seconds to work with.
Cho's like, okay, got it.
Let's get back to it. We have a threesome to endure.
If I was, horrified when I was reading.
I love how, like, Cho was like, this is all business. Tell me what he likes.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's normal.
And what does that
Cho
mean?
Cho is like, normal? And she's like, normally awful. Good save, Hermione. You cannot think on your feet to save your life.
Literally.
But yeah, and that's how like Draco finds them. Because like Cho's trying to set the scene. And I thought it was so funny how Cho was like, oh, Master Malfoy, we were just studying in the restricted section. Please don't tell Professor Snape. It had to be Professor Snape.
That was so funny. Cho can think on her feet.
Yeah, Cho is a survivalist.
Yeah.
She's not like, here to play around, and he's about to kill himself or like something else because.
So it's like grabs Hermione and it's like yanks her out.
We gotta go. Emergency.
He's like, did you do it? She's like, yeah. Look, she even gave me the suicide pill. Yeah,
and he just loses his shit. But also, he didn't need to be all like, oh, I paid for your life. You're not ending it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's exactly what you should say to Hermione fucking Granger.
No, literally. I love their bands and I love a good fight, but they cannot say one productive thing to each other.
They just fight. And I kind of love it. I got to say,
I love it.
I love the scene because she's like, oh, and like, what did your 65,000 galleons get you? Like, was I everything you hoped for?
Oh, yeah.
And then he backs her in and he's like, let me tell you, like, da 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 da. And like, they're just like going back and forth and then they kiss. It's so good.
Oh, yeah, the kiss is so good.
I love a passionate kiss. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He like kind of kisses her and then he really kisses her.
Yeah.
But then he ruins it because he's like, I'm
I'm sorry. I also hate how like it's described that he just like snaps back like a rubber band. Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
Ew.
Hate that.
Hated that too, also.
And then she goes back and she's like, oh, it wasn't me that he was kissing. It was like the girl in the red dress because she doesn't recognize herself.
I know.
Because of Pansy's makeup skills.
I like that Pansy was like, you're changing your dress and you're changing your underwear. So he saw all of it because Cho just had her like cheeks out.
Well, he does love those cheeks.
Yeah, he do.
Pansy just completely rearranges her wardrobe, like takes out everything and exchanges it for like some stylish, more sexy things. Yeah, she literally
just wakes up and half her shit is gone.
Yeah.
Again, I support that 100%. And like also they're both so awkward because of that kiss and they're like, it's never going to happen again, blah, blah, blah. But Hermione's still like, I want to keep practicing. And he's like, God. Yeah,
we can be adults here. You're literally 18.
Yeah.
Relax.
You're a kid.
I just do feel so bad for her when she's just like, okay, I guess we both think it's like a mistake. Obviously she doesn't. And then she goes back and cries.
Yeah, that made me so sad. Like that's so relatable, being like, oh, I thought we were in it, but we're not in it, I guess. And
let me run the tap so my sobs are I know
exactly what happened. And
she's like, you know what? Screw a man. I'm going to go and back to the library.
Back to my research. And she has now connected the dots and like making headway on the tattoos thing because she connected the whole tattoos with not senior calling her little dove. And
I love that she's so perceptive. Like I would.
It did take her a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why am I being a hater? Get her credit. Give her the credit. But yeah, basically she finds that out and then finds out about these things called the scourers, which are like people in some ancient times. And they did the same thing essentially, like branded their slaves in like a really gross way. And I looked up the scourers stuff to see if like Lovesbica 8 took inspiration from anything. Obviously, not that it would be like the same thing, but like, where did she get all of that like history? And I think she just made that shit up, which if so, that's so intricate and detailed and like she tied it in so well with this whole story.
I'm such a gullible reader that I'm like, I don't even think about cross-referencing the author and being like, is this
I was just wondering where she came up with all that, because it's a really deep storyline.
Her mind.
Yeah, because she had the scours and then Hermione finds like the guy who like the journal that she has and she needs to start deciphering it.
Yeah. And she's just like, okay, Draco, listen, like I have some headway. We need to go to Theo. Like Theo is the one who is not son. And he also is super bullied by like the other boys. Like he's just like so they're punching back.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's vulnerable. Draco,
first and foremost.
She's just like, he wants to prove himself. Like I think he's someone who would be more vulnerable into spilling the beans or like more easily manipulated. Because he's so like on the outside of it, and Draco's like, he's gay, bro, like you're not gonna be able to seduce him.
He's like, you're literally not his type. And she's like, I wasn't saying all that, like he's a man, let's just stroke his ego.
And also she's just kind of like, you're so unwoke, Draco, it's called being bi.
I know she's like, let me tell you something. But also like all of this, she's like, she put on a skirt that Pansy left in her closet and he's like, what's that? And she's like, it's a skirt. What's that? A hat?
A crazy funky chunky hat. What kind of skirt is this? Like, I need details. Like, sometimes when...
I feel like it's a flowy midi skirt, you know?
A mini skirt? No, it's
like a midi skirt.
Oh, midi skirt. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it goes right past her knees.
But, like, what is the...
Maybe it's like a baby blue color and it's satin.
Okay.
She probably tucks in a t-shirt.
A sweater, more like a...
Oh, or a jumper.
A jumper.
Lots of practicing
still. And Draco always like shoves her.
I know. And she's not clocking why.
No, what is wrong with her?
I don't know. Oh, he's also just like mean.
That's true.
But what is he going to say? Like, oh, I'm so turned on. That's why I'm dumping you on the floor.
Well, I'm sure he feels like if she feels his erection, it's kind of like a little harassy. And he doesn't want to...
Like, he doesn't want her to know. So he's just cranky all the time.
Yeah.
Now that they're, like, into some practicing, it's been a while, like, one day. He's, like, all up in his business.
She's like, I know that I'm just so, like, repulsive to you.
She's like, just a few more minutes. Just hang on. And that's when she feels it.
And he's like, satisfied, Granger. Yeah. That makes one of us.
Yeah. And he gets all, like,
huffy and puffy and like leaves.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I didn't know. And then she's like, has he always been doing that? And then she like does a little self-service on
him. I know. And she starts like putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
I also like that post self-servicing. She's like, oh my God, the portraits. Like I'm sitting at breakfast with his mom, like, which is a lot. Like that's crazy. You're just in the house with his mom. And I would not be vibing with that either. So I get it. The next day at practicing, she's like, she realizes what's going on. And she's like, oh, don't be like, just we're both adults here. Just like fix your trousers and get on with it. And
like, okay.
But then that means that like now that he's kind of initiating on her, mm-hmm. she cannot hold it together one day. Like just immediately responds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're
she's
just
like crying on it.
No, literally.
She's like, am I doing this right?
They're just
oh my God, Hermione.
Going at it. And then that's how Lucius finds them. And he's just like, oh my. Like
that is a 16th century chaise lounge.
You cannot say that. Say it again. What is it?
The 16th century chaise lounge.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it.
Throw back to your chaise longue days.
I just think that word is so funny. Yeah, and he's like, okay, I have to have a word with Granger. And Draco's like, no, you're not. And Lucius's like, ah, I pay your bills,
yeah,
bitch.
This is my house. That's my chaise lounge. but this is my favorite chapter. Like, I'm giggling, kicking my
feet. It was a really good. Like, it was so good.
Finally, they're both reciprocating. At the same time on something.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
You get so like tingly because you waited so long and it's like the post kiss, like, you know, kind of like tension and stuff. And then he like breathes next to her and she just like can't handle
no,
it.
Cannot.
So like a full on makeout session is like, she's
crazy.
Like,
crazy. So like Lucius kind of like dims the glow because he's like, yeah, we have to have dinner at the Lestrange's.
Yeah. And he's also like, can you wear clothes? Because she's,
yeah,
like,
she's wearing shorts. The way that purebloods are just scandalized by muggle clothing in every fic.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
I'm just
me.
Like, what is a summer robe? Like, what do you guys wear in the
like,
summer?
Is it like made of
I don't know. They're
chiffon?
All just like hijabis. They're all just like modest clothes.
They're all in abayas.
Yeah.
And I relate to that.
Oh my God. Now I'm picturing an abaya as a summer robe. I love that.
Should I design wizards clothing? I have some experience.
Another side business for a side business. Guys, this episode was sponsored by
Afrin's future modest wizarding clothing line.
What would you name it?
Halal Hufflepuffs. I'm just kidding. That was horrible.
Slay Slytherins?
No.
Anyway, so they have to go to the Lestrange's.
Yeah, and they also, like, of course, Bella pulls a little fast one on him and is like, no, not my manor, like Rabastin's manor, which is where Ron's being held.
And she knew so exactly sad. What she was
and
doing.
And also, like,
bitch.
It's just like the worst dinner.
Yeah, I felt so bad, dude. Like, what? Her having to serve them.
I know. And she can't touch the silverware.
No.
And Penelope is there, I think. Penelope Clearwater, because Marcus is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all. And also, like, I do think that, like, I love seeing Lucius and Bellatrix interact because they're so funny. Like, Lucius is like, your soup, disgusting. Narcissa was like, oh, like we're a little underdressed. And she's like I go all out for a family dinner. And he's like, huh, and just like rolling his eyes at her. And like, he's like, this whole thing is abysmal. And I've lasted way longer than the hour that I just committed to.
And then Bellatrix is like, all right, let me just yank Hermione by the curls. And like,
she's always touching Hermione.
Ugh, anyways, thank God for Hermione and Narcissa's aquamancy lesson beforehand, because she was prepared with.
That was so cool.
And like Narcissa having to like skirt around the memory of just
so, like,
her son
I know,
on
just
top of her.
Doing things. So basically, like, as I understand it, she made like a new book of memories that kind of made it look like what mm-hmm. Hermione's life is supposed mm-hmm. to look like.
I really liked that scene.
That was so cool.
Yeah, it's again, it's like more of Narcissa being helpful.
Yeah.
When she's being meddlesome, and then also.
And the imagery was so good.
Yeah, like how she's stitching.
Yeah, sewing the book together.
And then how she like implements like a different memory on top of like the one where she's her tubes are being like tied.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
It was a great chapter.
Yeah, and she said like, sorry that I was a little invasive and. Hermione was like, it's fine.
Sorry for your
Sazlong. But it worked. Yeah, so sorry about your Sazlong.
Draco's poisoned with Flint's potion. Yeah, why does he just roofie every?
I don't know. He cannot stop.
He's obsessed with these potions. I know. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, like, potioneering is like the weaponry of the wizarding world. Like, you can just give anybody anything, probably.
So they have to go home with the portrait, seeing Hermione going to
No, she like summoned his wand, basically she used magic. That was a disaster, but she had to get him out of there.
They have to go back, and Draco is just literally wanting to force himself on Hermione, having to stop himself. And Hermione's just like, okay, let me deconstruct this potion. Like, oh my
God. She's brewing the antidote. And like, first of all, so overstimming. Like, he keeps being like, stun me. And she's
like, no, you can do it. Please.
Like, he literally can't do it. Like, why are you? Maybe she doesn't want him to go unconscious because it's not good for his actual physical well-being.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like maybe similar to like when you're concussed. I don't know.
Stop biting your lips. Stop talking. Stop doing anything.
She's like, can I live while I try to save your life?
Yeah, and then he basically occludes himself into a freaking coma.
Yeah, basically, and like, he's dehydrated.
Because this potion is like dropping. a more potent one than usual.
Yeah, that's a sick prank.
Yeah, I don't like that. She gives him like the antidote, and then also his parents come and save the day.
Yeah, when he's better, he goes and like, I don't know, teaches Flint a lesson or something. I just want to know what that entails. He was like, he's banned from Edinburgh.
Well, I think he threatened that he would go to the Dark Lord about it because Voldemort was like, I don't want anything to do that with this potion because of the whole Italian fiasco.
Yeah.
Draco's on top because Flint is backed off.
Yeah.
The next time Draco's just like, we can't do our sessions anymore. Like, it's too much. And she still doesn't understand that.
I know. She still tries to push him, and he's like, please, like, can I put down one boundary?
Can I please have autonomy over my own body? Literally. Would love that.
Yeah. I like how he's trying to protect her from, like, the twistedness of this world, and she's just trying to force herself on him.
It's just so funny.
To practice. Yeah, but basically she's like, okay, we won't practice, but I'm cracking these journals to break these tattoos. You want to help? And he's like, okay.
Was really surprised by his willingness.
He reluctantly said, okay, I think. He was like, and what's your plan? And he's like, and why are you doing this? And she's like, you know who I am. Like, I can't not do this. Literally, do you know who I am?
Yeah, but he still helps her. And I thought that was like a little surprising. Yeah. But obviously, like, I think he was like, well, I can't help her with this like practicing thing. I still want to be near her. She's Hermione Granger is going to free herself. Like, let me help her, I guess.
Yeah. And he's also like deep in it. Like, I feel like you see their like academia come out.
I like how this one time it's like, oh, he comes strutting and like is fresh from a shower. And he was like, what if it wasn't Aramaic runes? What if it was like Arabic runes?
Yeah.
Like, it was so
he's like been thinking about this, and he's in it with her. Take a little pause when it's her birthday, because she like, I think she like forgets it's her birthday. And she's just like having breakfast, and she finds a little package under her plate. You look so excited. I feel like you want to tell the story.
And then she's like, oh my God, what is this? And she opens the book, and it's like a manuscript that's not published yet by Lance Gainsworth, which is both their favorite author.
That's the greatest birthday gift I've ever heard of.
That's exactly how you should use your Malfoy name.
Exactly.
To riz a girl. Like, it's so good.
That is crazy.
And he writes a little note for her, like the author, and it's like, happy birthday. And she's so excited because she's like, obviously like having a really great
gagged.
She's like, oh my God, it's a new series and stuff. And then she's like, oh my God, he remembered my birthday.
And then she goes and plants one on him.
I know, it was so good. And then she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't.
I know, like, please stop. If I hear one more sorry after a kiss, like, I'll lose it.
And then he kisses her, right?
Yeah. And then he kisses back. And this is, like, I feel like officially they're
finally a real consensual, parties agree, like each other.
Exactly.
His feelings are like, he has feelings.
So now, like, okay, let's research. Okay, let's kiss.
Kiss. Okay, let's research. I like how she's just like, he would research until about lunch, and then he got...
He's a little restless, but like also Lucius finds them researching. He raises a brow, but then he like takes Hermione on a tour of like...
Yeah, she's still wearing shorts. Like, I can't believe Lucius like does not scare her one bit.
I know. She's like, I'm going to wear my shorts.
And he like takes her around like the manor, which is so interesting. Like
the women's suffragist movement in Malfoy Manor. Yeah, he takes her around the manor, starts quizzing her about artwork. Yeah, shows he's like, her this where
is,
the elves.
Yeah, elves are. And she's like, why are you showing me this? He's like, I don't know, you like elves, right?
Yeah, he's like, don't you? Isn't this
your thing?
Yeah. And then he's like, start taking contraceptives. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So oxy's. She's like,
We're not doing.
Yeah.
And he's like, shut up.
They're also like being interrupted anytime they get too far.
Oh, yeah.
By the elves. And Draco knows, but he still doesn't like realize, or like he knows. He's like, yeah, it's my father's spies are out that interrupting us. But then the second she starts taking the potions, they like stop checking in and won't put the two and two together as usual. Like, but they're researching and stuff. And I think now Draco's like, okay, I get why you want to talk to Theo.
Yeah, they're getting nowhere. And so he's like, okay, fine. Blaze is going to help try
like lose
legitimacy on Theo.
On Theo, yeah, to win a poker game or something.
And then like Draco's going to like lose, and she like strokes his ego and she's like, no, you're so good at it. Like you can lose on purpose.
Yay. He's not that good.
No.
Just letting you know right now.
I liked how in that scene, Draco has someone on his lap as well. And but like Hermione's getting like jealous, but I'm just like, you're also on Theo's lap.
Yeah,
like
just.
Get
doing
it?
What
like
you have to do.
Stop being distracted by Draco. Yeah. You have like a job to do.
And like she kind of fucks it up with Theo, but like when they're like yelling at each other again in his room after Edinburgh again,
she's like, "Well, did you have fun with like that girl in her lap?" And he's like, "He had like Veritas serum, like or some, on
yeah." On, she doesn't know that yet, but like it's like she gets her name wrong, and he's like, "Her name was Cassandra." He's like, "If you ever touch Theo like that again," and she's like, "If you ever like." Look at Cassandra like some type of way again, and then they're just like all up in each other's business. It's like, okay, it's giving One Tree Hill.
I do love a fight and then a kiss. Too. I'm sorry, I'm a sucker for those. It was so good. And then that kiss gets into
something
steamy.
It's very steamy, which then like it's all steamy and great, and they're like thriving, and then Theo's like summoning them. Like, we can't ever have a high. It has to be like somebody's dumping a bucket of cold water like immediately.
I know. And then they're like, okay, we have to go to Theo. He clearly like knows that I'm trying to break out or whatever. And then she's like, can you summon me some panties? Why couldn't she do it herself?
No, she can't do all this magic. She's like post-coital bliss. Ew. Also, she's like, I can wash my other ones myself, and he's like, I'm not gonna wash them.
Oh my god, he's like, she's like, oh my god, he's gonna put it in the box with my picture.
He's like, it's going in my box. That's gross. Like, maybe a scorchify.
Just like before he goes to bed, he's like,
ew, please, I'm gonna die. But yeah, you're so right about
that. Am I gonna cut that?
But yeah, they get to Theo's place, and he just gives them the Scourer's code book, which is like the missing piece of their puzzle. And this like breaks my heart also, because like yeah, he's been a dick this whole time, but he's just like, Granger's gonna crack these tattoos, and when she does, like, I need you guys to free Oliver Wood, because in his house is Oliver Wood, who's just like beaten to a bloody pulp because of Not Senior. And I just that makes me want to sob. And like, as they're leaving Theo's house, they like see like Theo and Oliver like reaching for each other's hands, and
it's so sad.
It also just like pulls into question like how many of these people in this world are just trying to survive and get by, just like the Malfoys, just kind of doing what they have to do.
It's also really interesting because this is the first kind of fic that we see Draco and Theo like not really be like friends, and so but like Theo is still like loved, which is so again like another
the fandom's trope. Never gonna hate Theo, man. No. Like, it's never gonna happen. We're
well Lionheart,
okay, yeah. That's a new one.
That is a new one.
And she went that direction, and I'm gonna stand beside her.
Yeah, absolutely. They go back, and it's so funny because like before they were just being really steamy and whatever, then this happens and she's like, right, lock-in mode. Her and Draco just go in like, you know, translating mode and trying to crack the code of like how to get rid of these tattoos, because they can't even leave the boundary without her being, it feels like a cruciatus curse.
Like her whole body starts burning, and they're doing this like working on the journals, also going to Edinburgh,
trying to
navigate this world. She's keeping an eye out for clues.
And usually she was so excited about like going to Edinburgh to like interact with like any her of her friends. And now she just like, wants to go back and like translate.
She's like, oh, why is he getting so distracted? Like so easily.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's a boy. And you're like, and then I like how, like, what makes her realize is like, oh, she woke up from a really pleasant dream.
I know.
And that's when she's like, oh, she goes, he's Randy. Hate that. Okay. But
she like is like, okay, we deserve a break. And then they kind of stop really like trying to translate to that extent. They enter in this kind of like bliss of like just
true. This is their honeymoon period.
Yeah. Kissing, making out, doing stuff.
Translating in the morning.
Yeah. And then it's not until they go into Edinburgh again where she comes back and then rips like her little collar off and and like the note says like, don't miss next week. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I also really love it because like we're also in it with her. So we're also like enjoying the like
their story
and like them like, you know, kissing and like whatever that we like completely forget that it's like a whole other like war out there.
And she feels guilty about her friends.
And I feel guilty too.
It's so, the duality is like really stark. And I think she does a great job like describing those moments. Basically what happens that next week is that Victor is there.
And Victor is clearly trying to get her alone. And Draco's like jealous/protective and is like, no, he just wants you.
You're not doing that. Hermione's like, he's here for the order.
And Draco's like, no, he just wants to have you.
Yeah.
He's a man.
He's a baddie.
And you don't understand that.
Just condescends the fuck out of her. They don't get to speak and she's so pissed. But she can't stay pissed that long because like Zurich is like under attack. And basically the French rebels are like, which is the true order, is like trying to build up their resistance. But obviously Voldemort's trying to squash them. So Lucius and Draco have to run and they literally have like a hurried goodbye.
But before that, isn't it when they come back from Edinburgh that he's just like, what is it like that you want to do like once you get freed?
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't they have that little fight?
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? I'm going to take it or like whatever. Or I'm going to free people. And he's like, then are you going to leave? Like, what's going to happen to me and my family? Like, and he's like, I think you need to understand what you want and I'm not going to help you anymore. And then they're already like at. Like she feels like she's been broken up with, basically.
Yeah,
he's like ignoring her.
But she does say like, you knew who I was, like, you know who I am.
Yeah.
She also says like, this is so much bigger than me. Like, people are not in the same situation that I am. And I think he knows all those things.
I think he just got jealous with Victor and he's like, and we're spending all this time and they're kind of together, but not officially, I guess. And you know, he's investing a lot of his emotions and he's just like, and then she's just going to leave me.
Yeah. You also learn a little bit later that Draco's like not under the impression that Voldemort can ever be defeated. He thinks this is it, how the world is going to be forever.
So he's just like, he was just indulging her to like spend time with her. Also, he's just straddling this like impossible line of being like, my family, like my mom and my dad, are going to be killed if I don't. Like, they're already doing so much for me by
keeping her, this girl,
and like doing everything they can to protect her. When Draco has to go, he says a hurried goodbye to Hermione, and he's like, I have a knife that like cuts through like anything, and I have a port key. Like, what is it?
He's like, the secret passage there's right a secret to his bedroom, from her bedroom,
and that's how he got to her so fast when Bellatrix came. And
that's,
and
then, quite smart,
and then he's like, okay, I gotta go because Lucius is like, now Draco,
Lucius is up his ass.
Why don't you say goodbye to your wife?
Please, can you give Narcissa the time of day?
And then she's like, wait, Draco. And then they share a kiss.
She like throws herself at him.
I love a good throw.
He's like, okay, gotta go bye. But I'm glad they made up.
But that's the longest time that they're apart. And she just gets like little crumbs with the
Lucius.
And the Daily Prophet. Like, they're so long that they're apart. And then
also, I like how Narcissa is like so fed up with the Prophet that she sends Mippy to freaking get the New York, like the ghost newspaper. She's like, I'm tired of this.
I'm tired of Reader Skeeter. I do it.
Will we ever not have Reader Skeeter in a fic? I don't think so.
No. And then she starts like sleeping in his room and just tries to smell him everywhere.
Smells him everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's just like, don't make the bed.
It's like months, dude, that he's gone. And then it's like approaching New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And Narcissa does a little gala and then Pansy like gets her ready. Pansy.
Hermione thinks that she won't go. And Narcissa and Lucius are both like, no, I think you should be there front and center.
But like, why?
I think it was a smart idea because then, like, you don't have the risk of anybody trying to sneak into her room, seeing, like, what kind of enchantments and protection she's under. Nobody's wondering where she is. I don't know. Kind of giving, like, Graham Montague sneaking into manacled Hermione's room, you know?
Okay.
I don't know.
I just That's feel like it's a big manor and, like, you could station some guards or something.
Yeah, yeah, not true.
Know. But anyway, she's there, and then she's, like, just occluding.
She, like, catches a glimpse of red hair and she realizes Ginny's there.
Oh, yeah. And but before that, doesn't she? She's, like, standing and then all of a sudden she hears Draco.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, he is not supposed to be there.
And Lucius is pissed because he's like, you're supposed to be.
Bitch slap.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, great. Now everyone is, like, going to talk about how you're here and don't be near Hermione because then they're going to think that there's something with you and Hermione. And, like, you've put her at risk and you at risk and
everybody. And I like how he's like, you're not dancing with her and you sure as hell aren't kissing her. Like, all right, fine, dad.
You know, he makes some points, Lucius.
Yeah, points were made by Lucius. Yeah. I agree.
And then she just has to, like, stand near him while no one will leave him alone. Everyone wants to shake hands with the Malfoy heir.
Yeah, because they're all trying to, like, whore their daughters out to him to get married.
And then Hermione is, like, thinking about, like, oh my God, is this going to be my life? Like, am I just going to be, like, in the background while he marries
pureblood? A life with some.
I felt so bad for her. And while she's having this, like, internal, like, panic, anxiety scenario, like, Draco leans in and is like, I missed you.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
But also, like, while she's thinking all that, I was like, wow, how are all these stuck up, like, uptight, pure-blooded people? Like, yeah, the Death Eaters and whatever they're doing at Edinburgh is one thing, but all of these moms with their daughters are okay with, like, oh, who's that? Oh, that's Draco's mudblood?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, you're, and you know, that's, like, everybody who's a pure-blood.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody knows. That's you. I just don't understand. And they're so flippant about it. I thought you guys were supposed to be the conservative ones.
Anyways, Draco has to leave right away.
Because gotta go.
Lucius, like, makes a speech at midnight and is like, anyways, my kid gotta go.
Yeah, I know. He makes sure that Draco gets the fuck out of there.
When he leaves, that's when she spots Ginny.
Yeah, and, like, Blaise is just trying to get her to function at this.
And he's like Hermione goes to Blaise and is like, you have to help me. I need to go see Ginny. And Blaise is like, I think you're confusing me with another Slytherin.
Yeah.
I don't answer to your beck and call.
That's not who I am. Sorry.
But not fuck
and
Blaise
off. Is like, don't get it twisted. Yeah. Blaise is so funny for what? But I think Lucius kind of takes over and she ends up seeing Ginny. And I just can't handle Ginny in this fic. Like, it breaks my soul into pieces. Like,
I know.
The way she's so broken and like, Avery's hands are always just, like, in her hair. And it just, obviously you're supposed to feel disgusted. It just, like, paints the grossest picture and her eyes are blank. Nothing really happened. She sees her. The men are drinking.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, isn't that your friend? And she's just like, no.
Yeah.
Don't know her.
Like, is her memory damaged or is she just having,
she just needs to say what she needs to say at this point, to be honest.
Hate that so much.
You know what I also hate? When Draco comes back.
Oh, what does he do when he comes back?
Because she's so excited to see him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so mean to her. And it's because we
closed off.
Yeah, Hermione. He's
a little dead inside. Yeah.
So Hermione learns from, like, the prophet that he had to kill.
Yikes.
He had to kill someone. And I think, like, in the newspaper, it was like he killed, like, X amount of people. But in real life, he just killed one. Yeah. And he comes back, like, broken, dude. Like, he's so mean and hardened. And she's so excited to see him. And he's like,
oh, he, like, sobs in Narcissa's arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, okay, like, I'll have lunch. And she's in the library. And he's like, I don't want to see her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she hears him and. It's not great.
It's not great. Why did he do that?
I think he's just disgusted with himself and he can't believe that he went through with it and it's something that he's avoided for so long.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, like, kind of what he told himself kept him good. Like, we know with all the things that he said, he's never seen himself as a good guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always been like, oh, you think I saved you? Like, look at, like, I put you in this situation, this cell. Like, you think that I'm good and I'm not. But here he's like, wow, I really just killed somebody.
I wish it talked more about, like, the implications of, like, the unforgivables and how it especially like the Avada Kedavra, like how that has an effect on your soul. Yeah, like I think agreed. That would have also been what devastated Draco, you know, about a little taint on his heart.
I didn't really start thinking about that until Manacled, but now I think about it every time with like a dark AUE fic. Just like, do you think dark magic like ruins your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love dark magic, though.
Me too.
Two Slytherins. Hermione's just like, you know what? Like, he's taking an interest in, like, the translating stuff.
True.
Again, so I'm just going to give him some time.
Yeah. He's just a sad boy right now.
Yeah.
But they go to Edinburgh again. They're working on the journals. They get to Edinburgh and all hell breaks loose because, this is when, like, Katya had been like looking for Draco for a while.
Yeah.
And she was like, come next week, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, all hell breaks loose at Edinburgh that week because George Weasley breaks in. Mm. He got some friends and everybody's killing Death Eaters.
Oh my God. And that
slicing
that
off people's arms so to get them scary. Free.
That was a great read. It was a great chapter because Hermione and Draco are separated and the Order is just killing Death Eaters. And then there's like,
Fleur is there, just vicious.
Then there's werewolves.
Yeah, the werewolves got let in and they're just ripping people up.
Yeah. And then Cho.
Oh my God, Cho. Ugh. I cannot, like, I feel like you're piecing together what's going on because Hermione, as usual, knows nothing. Mm. But like she runs into Cho and Cho, like she's trying to be like, save herself and Cho. And Cho is like, that's not my mission, Hermione. Like, makes it very clear that her mission is to get Hermione out. Mm-hmm. But then she gets caught and Hermione's hiding and Cho gets caught. And I think it's Dalhav I think she's killed Mulciburb by this point. Mm. And she ends up taking her suicide pill and it's like so sad. But this is when they all realize that like the lots are in on it and they're talking about rounding up Charlotte. And like shit starts to get real here. Like it be going.
Okay, so it was Cho's job to bring Hermione from point A to point B so that the Order can take her.
Yeah, because she's like top priority. And Cho tells her, like, you're the closest thing we have to Harry. You're the one who knows Voldemort best now.
And how to defeat him.
You need to get out. And Hermione's just like frantically trying to be like, you don't need to kill Draco. You're like,
yeah. Oh my God. That was so crazy. Because like you really see like Hermione being like, oh my God, where's Draco? There's werewolves. Yeah. There's like, curses flying everywhere. Like what is happening?
Also like Order members are killing Death Eaters on sight.
Yeah.
Which is valid.
Yeah. And then I love their like little reunion and she just like whimpers and they like hug and he's like, okay, we have to find a goddamn flu, bro. She's just like, I can really see how like he came back like a soldier because he's just like ruthless.
Yeah. So Victor gets almost caught, but he manages to summon his portkey and escape. But that's when you kind of learn that Victor was actually.
Yeah. So Hermione was right, Draco. Yeah.
Duh.
Take that.
You just need to learn that Hermione's always right. Yeah. You just don't
except
like
when she's wrong.
Her tone.
except when she can't see the obvious.
Yeah.
Basically, they go back to Malfoy Manor and Hermione freaks out because she's like, oh my God, they're going to get Charlotte. Like Charlotte is like the hub.
The
like
linchpin.
He's just like, what do you want? Like, what do you like? I'll do anything. Like, what do you need? And then she's just like, you have to go and like alter Charlotte's mind. And he's like, I can't do that. Like, that's like too much. Yeah. And then she's like, okay, then kill her.
Yeah.
So then he goes back to the freaking chaotic castle.
It goes to the like
risks his life again.
Cells,
and then goes and Lucius comes back and is like so mad at Hermione, uses legitimacy on her.
Yeah.
He's just like, well, if you love him, like why do you put him in danger? And like if he doesn't come back, like I'll sell you to Dalhav myself.
Okay, that didn't need to be said.
He had me at the first part.
The first part. Yeah.
Yeah. The second part was
He was making sense and then he was
took it too far.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lucius goes and helps Draco clean up Hermione's mess.
Shout out, Lucius.
Just kidding. Yeah. It's not Hermione's mess. Sorry.
It's not. Not to victimize. I loved how they saved everything.
Yeah.
And like,
and Charlotte didn't have to die.
Yeah, Charlotte didn't have to die. And she was able to summon all the memories that they needed to see.
And give it to Draco, right?
Yeah. And she understood that somebody on the inside was helping. And so he came back with her memories and they're just frantically trying to find a pensive. And this is when Hermione finds out that she can get into Lucius's study.
Wait, but before that, when he comes back, Hermione's just like, because she didn't know if Draco was going to come back, obviously. And then they do, and then they make up, and then they Do it. This is a so much better first time than in the right thing to do.
Yeah, this one's great. She's the one to be like, I don't regret it and stuff.
Yeah. And then Lucius is just like, all right, Draco, you stay here. And then he has to go to the Dark Lord because the Dark Lord is like, what the hell happened like at Edinburgh? Like what? Yeah. Like all these order like members came, broke into the castle. Death Eaters died and or like lots were taken out and like whatever. So it's all chaotic. It's not great. Not looking great.
For I the like Death how Eaters. Also Draco comes back, just immediately writes a list for Hermione of like who's dead. He's like, I know you're going to ask. So let me just get right to it.
Bloody woman.
You work like a dog a day and night.
And then Lucius comes back and he's like, right. So I told the Dark Lord that you're super sick and recovering. You guys are on timeout, like grounded for so long.
I like how he's like, well, you should be fine staying indoors. You found a new activity to keep you busy. He goes, to keep you busy for several weeks. He's like, that's all you got in you. Like zero faith in his son.
And then he's like, you're not allowed in the library.
Oh yeah, that was not great.
No.
I don't get it. Like, why is he...
What do you mean you don't get it?
I don't get why he's trying to block her progress. Like, he knew that's what she was going to be doing. Narcissa knows, Draco knows, everybody knows.
Yeah, but Lucius is the one that's, like, in it, you know?
I think he's the head survivalist of the survivors.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just trying to keep everybody alive.
Yeah, and he, like, this is... So now, like, things start snowballing, right? But basically, like, this is when they have the pensive... Lucius leaves or whatever, they're trying to figure out where to watch these memories, looking for this pensive. And that's when they learn that Lucius's study is like open to Hermione, which is crazy because like not even Narcissa can go in there.
Yeah, I actually didn't put that together until you just said that.
Yeah, like it was this early. And like, obviously you learn why that's important later. But like from now, she can start going into his study. That's like a freaking blood ward or whatever or something. Yeah. But it's like funny because they go into his study, use his pensive, and like Narcissa the next day is like, Lucius wants to know why the fuck you're in his study.
Also, they were trying to see Charlotte's memories.
They were, yes. And I don't know. Remember don't if they think, ever watched them?
No, they didn't.
They ended up watching Lucius's.
And then that's when we learned that Greg Goyle was a Horcrux.
Yeah, Greg Goyle senior. That's so crazy that he's a Horcrux.
Draco is like, why are you in my dad's study? And she's like, I don't know, it's open. And he's like, so you think you can just go in and like watch his memories? Like, what?
And she's like, yeah.
And
sorry.
Yeah.
And she's like, go watch them too. And he's like, okay.
And then he comes back and he's like, what's a Horcrux?
Yeah. Ooh.
That was cool.
I like that he was like, let me get in on this.
Basically, Hermione's like, all right, here's the deals with the Horcrux. We have to go and find it and kill it. And like, then he can die. And are you going to help me? And she's like, in her mind, she's like, I have to tell him, like, I have to go. Like, we have to go and do this. Like, you know, she's like trying to explain herself to him and whatever. And then he's just like, okay, how do we kill him?
Yeah, yeah. And this is when you learn that Draco was like, I had no idea that was an option. Like, I thought he was just immortal forever, and this is the world that we were stuck in forever. Like, he goes, I didn't know that there was another way.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for him at this point, because I think this is when he kind of starts seeing the hope and the possibility of like a future.
Yeah. I also love an adventure of like Hermione, Draco, and finding Horcrux. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really great. Like, I think
Draco as a Horcrux slayer makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does.
Who better than Draco Malfoy?
No one. For the anniversary of the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah. Hate this.
Yeah, they're going to have this, like, grand dinner, whatever. And the plan... Oh, and then, like, Draco loops in Blaze and Pansy
and Daphne.
Oh, my God. He goes and he's like, the wind is blowing a different way.
I know.
Blaze is like, oh, fuck. He's going to get us killed.
Blaze is like, yes, Sensei. That was so cryptic for what?
What did you think about their plan of, like... having to switch?
Like, it was so many steps, but I get it. Hermione was like, we're going to this dinner. Draco's going to learn Parseltongue. Blaze is going to take Polyjuice. And then Blaze is going to act drunk because it was his birthday. And then he's going to switch places as Draco. And real Draco is going to go down to the Chamber of Secrets. And I'm like, okay.
I'm just confused.
This is a lot.
So much is going on. Bellatrix is right there, guys. Get it together.
Take her sword. Where is the sword in all of this?
Where is the sword?
is what I would like to
know. Oh my God, yeah. Where is the
sword? Where is the sword?
Well, they can't
get it's the inside the sorting hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still. The sorting hat. The sorry. No, well, there's no sword. So they have to get a basilisk venom and teeth or something. And Draco's like, no, there's no more. And then they watch like a memory of Hermione. And she's like, no, I threw it in like the lake.
Oh, yeah.
I threw it in like the water. And he like watches her.
She's like, let me prove to you that I know where this thing is. Does not think about the fact that she's fully kissing Ron Weasley.
In the books, are they kissing? Or do they just hug?
I don't remember in the book, but in the movie, they're kissing.
Yeah, they are
and it's
kissing.
Gross.
Yeah. I remember I was
hate Ron.
I was there in like the midnight showing and like when they kissed, like everybody in the theater
you're just
whooped.
Silent. You're just like crossed arms looking mad.
And then after they kissed, like someone in the audience was like, I waited 10 years for that.
All right. That's so sad.
When they get the basilisk fang, they're leaving like the Slytherins and Hermione and Draco and they're about to go, and Bellatrix is like, you thought. You really
Bro,
thought.
She pops out of nowhere. She like came out of the earth. Where did she come from? Also, like she pops out simultaneously and mobilizes three people.
I also thought it was wild that Draco just kills her. Like it's
no,
just...
that was crazy, but I was rooting for him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I was also just like, didn't you have a breakdown because you killed one person?
Yeah.
And then he was like willing to kill.
This one's worth it.
He's like, I did it once, I can do it again.
Yeah, he's like, the first one's done.
Yeah.
Popped my cherry.
First one's the hardest.
Yeah,
and now
literally.
The spell just leaves my tongue.
She has been trying him for a while, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
She's like trying to rape his girlfriend. Coming on to him and his dad.
And his dad.
Is just... mean to her sister. Serves bad soup.
Yeah. She had to go. And then the Slytherins are like, I guess we'll take care of her body. Like,
yeah,
go.
I know. Great friends.
Honestly.
Slytherins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like literally the definition of I would hide a body for you.
Because mm-hmm. They did.
They did.
And then,
where'd they put her? Just.
I don't know. In the Forbidden Forest for the acromantulist.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I'm imagining they go into like a little, the mountains of Romania. And just like.
Literally I'm picturing a house like made of. The rock.
Yeah, yeah. They just open. Yeah.
Like they're in a cave.
Yeah.
And there's millions and millions of stairs.
Yeah. Oh my God. The stairs was so scary.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Oh my God.
Like the infinite loop.
Yeah. And so the only way that it like worked is if she didn't look back or like look to her, like she just had to focus on going downwards and have faith that like they were going to make it.
I would fail. Immediately.
No, literally.
I would be there until now. I'm never getting out. I'm looking every which direction except straight.
That was scary. And then when they finally make it back and she like goes into the room, it's only until she hears the door close that she like turns around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How did she do that? And how did she figure it out?
Well, there's like a Greek mythology of I forgot what his name, lyric or music or something like that, where he goes down to the underworld to try and get his lover, and Hades is like, okay, but you can't turn back.
Yeah.
But then like he turns back and then
he's stuck.
No, then he loses his lover. Yeah. And then they go into the little, I don't know, like a bunker.
A room.
What is this? I can't picture
it's like a nuclear like bunker facility.
Yeah. And then they sit down on the couch because there's a little window to what? I don't know. And they watch the window and they're like, they go in and out of like a trance.
Yeah.
I don't know how she like gets out of it, but she gets out of it.
They also have no planning, like
nothing.
No preparation
for this. Oh my
God.
I thought I expected better from Draco, I got to tell you. They wake up and she's just like, oh shit, it's been forever. Like, we're gonna die in here. Like, where is the Horcrux? But because, like, that happens to her, she's like, okay, it has to be here.
Yeah.
Because it's
true.
Yeah. And then, anyways, they find the Horcrux.
Find it.
It's the sorting hat. How does Lucius get the sorting hat? Isn't Hogwarts still open? And doesn't the sorting hat have, like, isn't it like a sentient, like, being? Like, how is it just fine being
Couldn't he just start screaming?
Yeah. Take me back, otherwise we'll store you back into Gryffindor, bitch.
You just hear, like, from a house, like, let me out.
Do you think he's like Hogwarts? Hogwarts.
Teach us something, please. Yeah, I do think he's like that. I love when it's Draco's turn to slay a Horcrux. It's the best.
It's so good because you hear all of his secrets.
Yeah, I know. You're so right. And he's just like, this is his redemption arc, like for himself. Like, I feel like.
And then Hermione finally. Hears that through the Dark Lord, through Voldemort, that he loves her and that he wants to keep her and marry her and like whatever. And then
she's like, aw, babe.
She's like, kill it, kill it. And then he kills it. And then, oh, I hate when, like, anytime his feeling is revealed and then he just, like, pushes Hermione away. He, like, they
cannot.
They kill the Horcrux.
Vulnerable for a second.
They go back to the manor and then he's like, peace out.
Yeah, where does he go?
To Blaze and Pansy. And well, I think that was fine because he's like, he needs to make sure that they're okay. And like, true. What happened to Bellatrix's body? But like, he doesn't come back. And she's like, okay, I just
twiddling her thumbs.
Finally have confirmation that he likes me and, or like that he loves me and like whatever. And like, she obviously like loves him too.
Yeah.
And he just like leaves. When he's gone, Narcissa comes and she's just like, okay, like the Death Eaters have like fallen or whatever.
Yeah. It's like the order's going to come for you soon, I think.
Yeah. You have to get Draco out. Like, he needs to be out by this time, by tomorrow, like at like dawn.
She's like, do you know where the hell he is?
And she's like, you have to promise me like you're gonna get him out. And she's like, yeah, I will. And I just feel so bad for her.
I know.
I just
for Narcissa.
I feel bad for Narcissa. I feel bad for Hermione too.
I feel bad for Hermione too, yeah.
What?
Like as a mother for Narcissa, I'm just like, she has like the least control in all of this. Like she's been trying to like move her chess pieces as much as possible with like the limited control that she has without getting them all killed.
Like she adamantly says, and Hermione hears that, like, this time, like, I'm gonna get him out and I'm I'm gonna make sure.
It's the saddest. Yeah,
they go back to Edinburgh for one last time.
She's like chilling. He comes back and she's like,
where were you?
Hi. Okay. Love this for us.
Dolohov gets her alone.
Oh, yeah.
And is, like, trying stuff on her. And then
he just... He won't quit.
And then Draco kills him. Yeah. Again, just...
No hesitation.
The Avadas are flying
everywhere.
But you know what is so annoying is that he kills Dolohov knowing that, like, Voldemort would not find that cool at all and, like, would punish him, possibly kill him. And he still does it.
But, like, how's he going to know it was him?
Because
Ariane can't have him.
Yeah. Also, didn't people saw?
Oh.
Yeah, he's great.
You're right. He saw. Yeah.
So anyways, they go back to Malfoy Manor and he's just like, I don't know. I guess I'll die. And like, she's just like, why? Oh, because she finds out. Because Dolohov was like, you were supposed to be mine. But
about the property.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where she finds out that like he not only paid the 65,000 galleons, which is like 30,000 more than original.
How much is 65,000 galleons
in USD?
Is $425,000, $218,000.
That's a house in some parts of America. Not here.
That's crazy. But she's like damn near half a milli. So he pays Dolohov half a milli.
Yeah.
Plus he gets ownership to Malfoy Manor.
Yeah, like he pays Dolohov.
Dolohov needed to know that wasn't real. Like that wasn't like a real deal.
There's no way that was going to happen.
No, there's blood wards. There's like generation, the oldest wizarding family.
First of all, like no way Lucius Malfoy is handing over his freaking precious manor, bro.
Hell no.
You got hella secrets in there. It's full of secrets.
And so Hermione learns that that's the deal that was made for Draco to get her. And when they go back, she's like, you gave up your manner. Like, why? And he's like, because I love you.
Duh. And she's like, we're so healthy right now.
Anyways, wanna fuck?
Please. Yeah.
Anyways, they have sex and he finally calls her Hermione.
Yeah. This could only be a teenage relationship. Like
she keeps trying to say I love you and he just like won't.
Just like choking on the words, like cannot.
He won't let her
get
say
that
it.
Shit out for any reason.
And also she doesn't tell him that he has to leave in like literally an hour.
Yeah. She, like, what is she waiting for?
I don't know, but she falls asleep and I'm like, girl, you have a deadline.
No time. Like, please.
And she wakes up and she's like, oh my God, I have to tell him to go. And then she like can't get the words out. And then bam, Ron, Ginny, Neville just in
Malfoy Manor. Hi, Neville. Where did you come from?
Was Neville there?
Yeah, he was sold to somebody, but I just thought he was in bad shape.
No, but was he there in his room?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, Ginny and Ron are there.
Manifesting Neville there. Yeah, Ginny and Ron are for sure there. They're just trying to kill on site again.
Yeah, and Hermione freaks out and she's trying to be like, no, like, don't kill him. And they're like, what? And then Hermione reaches open to the drawer that he has the port key and like...
Yeah, the marble.
The marble, and she like
hands it to him. How did she throw him the marble? And was it still wrapped in a handkerchief? Because if it wasn't and she touched it, she would have disappeared too. Also, why didn't she just go with him?
That's a great question.
Okay.
Would love that answer.
Yeah. She was like, this marble's not big enough for both our fingertips to touch.
Oh, he was hurt, right? So he was hurt. Yeah. And so he was on the ground because I was like, why couldn't he just like operate? Yeah, he was hurt on the ground. They were about to kill him and Hermione just like panicked and threw him the marble.
Yeah,
so
he just disappeared.
Yeah, so she was like, quick no thinking wand. On her fault. Yeah.
I think he doesn't have a shirt on.
Just bleeding.
Yeah, not a great way to go.
No, I'm like, where is this poor kid?
Yeah, where did he go? Where did he go?
I literally don't know.
Where do you think he went?
This is where I'm like,
imagine he went to like one of their freaking chateaus.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like in France.
No.
No, but like, the order is in France.
Oh, yeah. He went to Italy. Does Italy have chateaus?
I don't know. He went to Manifold.
They have villas.
The little house.
The little, like, off the coast of Japan in an island.
Yeah. So then we don't get Draco for the rest of the
And this is when I thing. Start checking out. Yeah, he's just gone.
He's just Hermione gone. And Hermione has to pick up the pieces. This is, like, one of the reasons why I don't like that he's gone. A, because, like, he's gone and I'm like, what's the point
of Hermione when there's no Draco?
And B, she has to literally like fight everyone for him, just like
build a proper wizarding society from the ground up by herself.
Yeah, so Lucius is in jail, Blaze jail, Pansy jail, just all of the
gets killed when
Lucius is like the first person because his trial is coming
immediately
up, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna be the fucking lawyers for all of these people. Like,
well, basically what happens is she starts seeing that the true order or whatever, like now that Voldemort's like reign has fallen, they don't give a shit about killing people on site. They don't give, and they are having like trials that are a joke pretty much. They're just sentencing people to death left, right, and center. No accounting for
and
specific
so
crimes.
Many emotions, like I get it, like so many people are emotional about like what is happening,
but there's just like no due process. No. And that was crazy to me, and I don't think it was until this fic I didn't realize what a crazy concept that was, to just like round up Death Eaters, sentence them to like death or life in prison Dementor's kiss with no
lawyers, like
nothing,
like
no process. I was like, wow, that really highlighted why that whole thing
exists.
Yeah, this is what made me believe in the law.
Like Lucius knows that there's no point for him, and he goads like the people like witnessing his trial to like kill him, and so he gets
killed. There's just like a random Avada that shoots out from like the audience because he's just obviously he's saying like horrible things, but
because he wants like, he basically wants to die this way. He doesn't want to go to, you know, he doesn't want the kiss or like Azkaban. Yeah. And he's like, Narcissa's in the manor. And she's like, yeah, she's in the manor. And he's like, all right, it's time for me to go. And
she's like, what the hell did you just do? And she like, I think this is when she rushes back to the manor.
And then realizes that
because
she's just able.
Because people are trying to storm it to
the
comfort
manor,
Narcissa.
Oh my God, she's like, wow, I can just open the door? That's crazy.
Yeah, doesn't think twice. Yeah, walking up the walkway, like making her way inside. And poor Narcissa. Her son is missing.
She's in the like elves quarter.
Does she not know where this marble goes?
No, I don't think so.
Nobody knows.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm like, you have properties. Like, name me which one.
Yeah, literally
he's in. Like,
pick
I,
one, and we can start going through them. But she's hiding. Narcissa's hiding in the elves' quarters, and Hermione knows how to get there.
Yeah.
Because of Lucius.
Yeah. So she's there, and like, just sad.
They're just hiding out, and there's people storming this house, and they can't get in.
No, they can't get in.
Shout out, pure blood magic.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it too. But that's like, I think a little while later, a goblin shows up, tells Hermione that she's Lucius's daughter.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
So crazy. That was so weird.
The way that the goblins are like, like, I don't understand. I don't understand that. Anyways, because she's older than Draco, she's like,
you're the firstborn. Like, what do you mean? He's like, this is my daughter,
Hermione-in-law. I don't know, but he names her, and the way that the wards just like accept her.
Yeah. Meanwhile, crazy. The goblins don't give a fuck that she has two living biological parents, like in the world.
The goblins, I like literally didn't understand that. I think were they just paid a hefty fine? I don't understand. Or did they just hate Dolohov more?
I think they just hate wizards, and they're like, yeah, let's watch them make this a shit show.
Yeah, giving this manor to a mudblood, sign me up. Mm-hmm. Love it. So then she's living in the manor with Narcissa and is just like, okay, I have to go defend like all these other Slytherins. Yeah. So she.
Oh my God. Also, this just reminded me like a little bit like when everything was falling apart and she was kept in like the hospital wing.
So that's why she doesn't go to the manor right away. It's because she gets put into St. Mungo's because they think they're crazy. She's crazy for liking
them. And Ron is just disgusting with how he like, okay, I get it. He's been like bleeding.
No, Ron, Ginny, everybody, all of her friends are so fucked up for putting her into Mungo's.
Neville it's kind crazy. Of listens, but not really.
Yeah, and so she's in this like psych ward, and then like Oliver is there.
Oh my God! I forgot that Theo dies. They killed him on sight.
Yeah.
And like
they killed him on sight, and then and Oliver is there Oliver in the psych ward with Hermione
because he kept trying to like prove his innocence. I feel like I just forgot about this. Is what I mean when I say once Draco leaves, I'm like checked out of the story. Even though I'm like I'm in it, but I'm not. I respect it, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
But poor so like sad. Oliver's story though. Ugh. Like it broke me. That was so the saddest sad. Part for me. It was not great.
Dude, I would be so pissed at everyone when I got out of St. Mungo's that they did that to me. And Hermione handles it with like so much grace.
I love how she gets her, she's like, you know what, fuck this, like I'm gonna need to take the power back into my own hands, takes a freaking quill, writes a letter straight to the prophet and is like, all exclusive interview with me, I made this potion, I freed everybody, the only reason we're here is because of me.
And yeah, we didn't really talk about how she actually makes out. The potion and is able to free. Like, well, that's how she's able to free Ginny and Ron and
she gets all that information. Basically, she gets all the information to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the order gets it.
Yeah. And so that's how she kind of leverages, like, her way back into, like, the spotlight and stuff. And then also when she goes back and Ginny's just, like, she's like, well, okay, so I guess, like, you're not crazy and you were in love with him. Like, can you tell me something that... Like, tell me something. And she's like, you made me coffee.
Yeah. Because he knew I didn't like tea. And also, like, it comes up that she had, like, her own room. And, like, Ginny's like, a room? Like, you had your own, like,
bed. Like, and an ensuite.
Like, don't rub it in, Hermione. God, like, imagine, like, Ginny just had.
Wasn't she, like, in a cage or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. In the manor with her full portrait just in Malfoy Manor.
Where did that come from? And who painted it? And how long did it take? And... like, what's her personality of this portrait? Like, so many questions.
I know.
And she just owns this place.
She's just, like, bothering the other people in the portraits.
And it's, like, now that she's a Malfoy, like, what happens when she wants to go and marry Draco?
I don't Malfoy know. Squared. They love incest.
Yeah.
Purebloods love incest.
An adopted sister marrying the
just like
pureblood sons.
The Targaryen's dream. Literally. So she tries to, like, play lawyer and, like, gets Blaise out.
Basically, she gets invited to like a committee of people running these trials and trying to make them a fair-ish ordeal.
And then we get to see Pansy. She's there because she was trying to get Hermione out for Draco. And she gets caught.
Oh, the way that Pansy rides for Draco is crazy to me. He doesn't also deserve that from
he
you.
He doesn't deserve it, but also like damn straight he got her out.
Yeah.
He
paid for like, her out. Yeah. As
he should. Oh, like, my God. Like, it was that was so heartbreaking to me. And especially when she was just like, I don't want to see you after. Like, yeah, I just.
And she still kept helping him and like helping Hermione. Yeah, like,
and when Hermione was like, you love him, don't you? And she's like, oh, my God, like, don't be so like sentimental. But like, and then now, like, we really see that now. She really did.
Yeah.
And then she needs to do Draco's trial last. And
it's, she keeps trying to push it because he's missing.
Yeah. Where is he? And then she goes to Narcissa and she's like, okay, I think like you can call him back now.
Yeah. Like, this is enough.
This is enough. And
it's not cute anymore.
Narcissa's like, I think he would have come back if he wanted to. And this is where I'm so pissed at Draco. Like, where is he? Like, I think he's injured. Like, the only way that he isn't coming back is I think he's, like, super injured.
Well, no, I think Narcissa makes a fair point when she's like, Hermione, I think he would come back if he knows there's something worth coming back for. And that's, like, the possibility of a future with her.
I don't know if it's that or if he's just, like, like, it better be that, but I still think it's, like, so
like
shitty of him.
Like, he didn't need to make her wait so long. Like, you don't see her hustling in these streets, like.
Oh, my God. Like, his dad died, like, Narcissa's alone. Yeah, your mom. She's here just trying to get everybody out and get you out, and you can't even like
show up. Like, you can just stay in the manor.
Literally, like, no one knows where you are.
Nobody's gonna know.
And no one's gonna know. Like, I just like that. It's like disappointing to me that he's not there.
It's too long.
And it's just
been like 6 months.
Yeah, it just feels like Hermione again, just having carrying and pick up all the pieces and like fix everything and whatever, and he just gets to like reap the benefit in the end. The way that she gets him off is, I don't know, just like her memories and all that stuff. And they're like, well, aren't you like crazy? And she's like, no, I like love him.
Yeah. And she's like, I've loved him for a long time and I love him still. And like kind of finally spills about her crush in school.
Yeah.
Which is
how that gets him off, I don't know.
But he still gets 6 months, right? Or
isn't it 18 months or something? Because that it's like the equivalent to what he was in Azkaban for in The Right Thing to Do.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, she gets him 18 months and that's it. And then
I don't like the ending.
She's working at the Cornerstone bookstore. Shout out The Right Thing to Do. I can't say that.
The Cornerstone bookstore. Marty. Shout out Marty.
And she's just like there. And then like,
can she just chill?
Relax. Please. Yeah. You own a manor now.
Yeah. You don't need to work.
Yeah.
Please.
And also like, how is she able to work when she's so like famous?
I think it's so like, I'm just imagining like Morty's like 10 galleon a week salary depositing into the freaking Malfoy vaults of like enough to feed like survive for decades and decades.
Oh my god, all of a sudden she hears the chimes of,
she's like reading I think the paper where she was like, I love him still, blah blah blah.
And then no, or like the way that he has only like 18 months to live or something.
Yeah,
like
18
months to live. Whoa.
You're just killing him off at the ripe age of 19.
Sorry. I think she's like reading that he has like his sentencing and whatever. Yeah. And then she hears like a little chime, and it, like throughout the fic when she's hearing him, she can differentiate whether he's been like in like Death Eater robes or like he's just like in his lounge manor wear because of like the dragonhide boots or whatever. And then she's just like, oh, I don't hear dragonhide boots or like the other one, like it's something completely new. And looks up, is like gobsmacked, flabbergasted, shocked.
I like that he's wearing muggle clothes.
And
it's about time.
He's like, do you happen to have the newest Gainsworth book? I'll need a few of his, I think, because I'm gonna go away for about 14 to 16 months.
This is not funny, dude.
It's actually not. I actually like.
Can you bring a book into Azkaban? I don't think so.
And he's like, I'm not going yet. Tomorrow sounds nice, doesn't it? I like, that's what you're going to say to her after so many.
You've been gone so long.
Hermione's so nice to him that she just smiles and reaches for her.
She's just crying.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I would love an epilogue, or like I would have liked,
I would have loved an epilogue
or like more chapters. Like I hate how it ends like this, and I love this fic.
I would have loved for people to kind of recognize the hero that he was in terms of that last Horcrux, and also maybe just some respect on Lucius's name.
Yeah.
Or just some recognition for poor Narcissa.
I just like, what was he doing like just in a chateau in France or wherever?
What were you doing?
I don't know.
How did you get back without a wand? Do you think he was just like in the forests of Montana, like catching salmon and grilling his fish?
He for sure had a house elf.
Oh my god.
In like one of his like black family.
If he had a house elf with him, like not having to lift a finger, that would be my 13th. I'd be like, no. No way that was a life you were living while I was out with the dogs.
That's why I'm saying, like, I like the only reason for me to be like, oh yeah, he would have stayed away for so long is if he was like gravely injured and was
where'd
just
he
trying
get
to
a muggle coat?
Him. Yeah, like
who
where,
paid for that?
Where was he?
I know that shit's a Burberry.
I have so many questions.
So many questions. Like,
and if all he was doing was like, yeah, I'm not coming back until like
did
I know
he
there's
fly here in the airplane.
But if like he's. If his whole reason was, like, he's not going to come back until he has a reason to come back or, like, whatever. Like, if I was Hermione, I'd fucking rage. I'd be
if
like,
I
yeah.
If I was Narcissa, I'd be like, literally, fuck you.
I would be like, yeah, I think you should go to Azkaban. Like,
yeah,
maybe
you kind of deserve. You need some time to yourself.
Yeah.
And so do I.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll hopefully they work it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think when they come, when he comes out, they make MCG together.
Maybe like all the letter writing to and from Azkaban will really tighten up their communication skills.
Yeah. And then
those were not giving.
No.
No.
And hopefully they get to have a normal relationship without war looming over them. And like,
maybe like once in a while when they're in a really bad fight, Hermione's like, yeah, well, remember when I got put in a psych ward for choosing you? Because I remember that.
So I was in a psych ward. Where were you?
Every time he gives her a different answer. I was in the Dolomites in Italy. I was inside the English Channel. I was actually living underwater.
It's just like when I was in the psych ward, when I was with your grieving mother, when I was helping your friends go free. Where were you?
I wonder if like 10 years from now they're married and she's just like, isn't it funny that I'm kind of your sister?
Oh my God, I wonder how he feels and about just, that.
No, he leaves, comes back, his dad's adopted his girlfriend.
Oh my God, it would be so funny if like they, like the goblins are like, what, you're getting married? What?
Like, I wonder like
he, who's going to marry them?
Yeah, literally not a goblin. That's the goblins are confused. I wonder when like she takes him back to the house and she unlocks that shit. He's like, wait, did you just like activate my blood ward?
Yeah, I'm so confused. I just like, I would have loved anything more.
A little bit more.
Please. Please. I'm a whore for an epilogue.
Me too. I love a long, lengthy. This was a great episode. I think like I was excited for this one because you love it so much. And I also love it so much. But I feel like this is your top tier.
This is my top one. In
your Dramione triangle, I feel is the tip of your triangle.
Yeah, there's Manigold, the Matmobile, and then the auction. Mm-hmm. And now we're here. And we did it.
This is a long one, you guys.
Overall, amazing fic.
Such loved a good it. Fic.
Ugh, so much to sink our teeth into.
I know. And just like all the little details, I feel like because of the nature of this fic, you get all the little details.
Yeah, you get the characters, you get the plot, you get the...
This new universe is like insane.
Yeah, more like added, you know, features.
Yeah, and her spin on the downfall of Voldemort is also really good.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Ginny kills him, right? After the snake.
Ginny kills him.
Yeah, Ginny.
Who kills the snake?
Neville still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, it was great. I just love it. And I love the romance. Like, I love a good... Yeah. It was just everything.
Everything was so good.
Chef's kiss of a fic.
Yeah.
You know?
10 out of 10. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Shout out Loves Bika 8. We
love you. Oh, my God. Can't wait to read your original work.
I know. Guys. Loves Bika 8 is going to be, like, a published author.
She is a published author. Her name is Julie Soto.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And she has books out. She's going to publish The Auction, and then it's going to come out of AO3. So we need to download it ASAP.
Yeah, so make sure you download. Yeah. As always, you can't distribute for money, but you can always keep it for personal reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening and being a part of our little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars unless you're a fan of Dollahom. Don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday. And check us out on social media where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Afreen, do you think we managed some mischief?
We so totally managed mischief today.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye. Bye.